Davis right now on 95.7 The Game.
Trent, that's one accomplishment down. A couple of more to go. Congrats on the divisional title. How's it feel for you? It's got to be great.
No, I appreciate it, guys. It feels good, but like we said, it's one step. It's the first step. It's a big one, but there's a lot left out there for us.
There's a lot left out there for you, as you said. But what was the experience like for you? I hadn't talked to you since before the game. What was it like when you realized that that one was in hand, and all the hard work that you've put into? I mean, really look at bringing in the free agents, bringing in this head coach, being the architect of this roster. What was it like for you when you saw that the time was running off the clock and you're in the playoffs?
Well, a lot of things run through your mind, but just, very happy for the organization, very happy for ownership and the fans, really the players, just watching their faces come through the tunnel, and the coaching staff is very proud of all the effort that's been into this. It's been fun to watch, and once again, there's a lot of other things out there for us to accomplish, and hopefully we'll take it like we have, one game at a time from here on out, but just really happy for a lot of people.
As well you should be, and Trent, as Eric just intimated there, you were very instrumental in the hire of Jim Harbaugh, so you deserve a lot of credit for that, no question. I know that there's other ears in the organization that you lean on, but you're the GM, and when you win a divisional title and you bring in important offseason pieces via free agency, you deserve to get a lot of credit for that. And I'm curious, of all your personnel decisions, the guys that you brought here, which was the toughest one? Like, which player was maybe the room split on, and you said, no, we need this guy?
Looking back, it's hard to pick out one guy. And to be honest with you, there wasn't a lot of guys that I can remember that even guys that aren't with us that we had big splits on. The one thing. That Jim and I were on the same page in so many areas, and the type of players we're looking for. We really got a model of the type that we're looking for, so we don't spend a lot of time on guys that don't fit that model. So that makes it a lot easier for us to narrow the pool down. But rather than single out anybody, it's about the team. Jim talks about it all the time. The coaches, myself, ownership. It's a team, and it really is. And I can't emphasize that enough. It's not me sitting up in the corner office making personnel decisions and then letting the coaches go coach them. We do this thing together, and that's the fun. It's not only the fun part; it's the beauty of it.
Well, when you guys are working together and talking about the players that you're going to bring in, I know, and you've told us several times that there's a certain type of guy that you want to bring in and how you want them to have a certain feel for football. But was there a specific emphasis put on building a team that played sound defense and that ran the ball and does what most people would consider to be playoff-type football?
Absolutely. And this goes back to my times with Coach Parcells. And you want to be a big physical football team, and those are teams that generally have a chance to go deep into the postseason play. And those are the teams that I've been around. That's how I grew up in this business. And there's a reason why those guys had as much success building teams like that, because they hold up. You don't put a lot of guys on the IR. Now, knock on wood, that can happen at any turn. But to play smart football, to play physical football, to be built to play into the bad weather games, those are things that we certainly take a look at. And one of the reasons that we are on the same page, because that's how Jim sees his football teams being built, and that's what we talked about going into this process together. And we're on the same page from day one and remain there.
Well, when you first brought in Jim Harbaugh, there was a lot of talk and speculation about now football looking like the old 49ers team when Bill Walsh was here and running the West Coast offense. But you talk about now, it's a old school Parcells type mentality of big physical team, sound defense, run the ball. When does it morph into that West Coast offense style?
Well, I, th- I think you run what you're effective doing, and we got to remember. So this is still a team that didn't have a whole off season to work together and to figure things out. So, and I think you've seen the coaching staff adapt each week to what they felt our personnel could do versus the opponents, and it's a group that adapts very well week to week, and we have players that we're still trying to figure out. You know, the coaching staff is, and exactly what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are, and that's a dynamic that's going to, not going to change this year. It's something that as these guys work together a little bit more, I'm sure they'll evolve with time. But that's a question, I think, too, guys, that's really better for Jim to talk about. It's his team. It's his offense. And I know that they're doing everything they can to put these guys in the best position to be successful. Mm-hmm. And it's up to this point. It's working as they've laid out.
That's Trent Baalke, GM of the Niners, The Drive, Tierney and Davis, 95.7 The Game, about 11 minutes after 5 as we talk on a Niners Monday. Hey, Trent, how confident are you guys, and let's take it back to the football field, that Patrick Willis will be ready to roll this this week against Arizona?
Well, that's something that's he was in today getting treatment, and that's something that's going to be monitored day to day. You know, right now, what are his chances? I really don't want to speculate. It's something that we're going to keep a close eye on. I know Patrick's going to do everything he can to get himself ready. He's got a little bit of a tweak, and we'll see how fast he can get himself, healed up and ready to go.
Trent, I know the answer to this question, but I'm going to throw it out there in anyway. Any chance of complacency now that this goal has been accomplished? Because it was such a big one for this club. You know, get to the playoffs. And a lot of times when you reach that goal, you can sort of slack off. Do you see that happening?
I'd be disappointed if it did. This is a group that I know the coaches are going to approach it like they have, with that mentality, and hopefully the players do the same in terms of let's get better each day. Each day we come to work, let's get 1% better. And the players have really bought into that. They've worked hard, and they've started to see their hard work pay off. Mm-hmm. It's never how you start. It's how you finish. And I feel strongly in this team. I feel like we've got a great balance of coaching and playing right now going on, and they've bought into one another. And let's take it one day at a time, one week at a time, and let's see how far we can go with it.
You know, Trent, I know there's a lot of work and a lot of layers to any aggressive project, such as the Santa Clara project, and obviously that's moving towards, it's been in the red zone for a while. It looks like it's about to cross the goal line if it already hasn't. With the financing lined up for the new stadium, 2015 seems to be the target date. Is that what we're looking at, do you think? Internally, can you give us a feel that you guys think 2015 sounds right?
I'm trying to get ready for Arizona. That's 2015. That's really,
it's a big deal, Trent.
Outstanding job.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal out here. You know that.
It's a huge deal, but Arizona is a bigger deal for us right now. But no, in all seriousness, Chad and ownership, they've done a great job on that side, on the business side, of getting this thing spearheaded and off in the right direction. And he would be far better discussing that with you guys than I am.
Okay, we'll get him on at some point. Appreciate that. I know you have other things to worry about, but it seems like it's positive and a lot of people are excited. But more importantly, the product on the field continues to roll. Great job so far. Keep it moving. Trent Baalke, we always appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, talk to you later, Trent.
That's Trent Baalke, GM of the Niners. And, he